dictating on Joseph Walter Cook, last name Cook, C-O-O-K, 12513. Mr. Cook is known to me, South Florida University. He has lifetime medicals, carries ongoing diagnoses of lumbar radiculopathy, complex seniors, pain syndrome, left lower extremity pain, period. He's HRT, but I'm in injection medical management, allowing performance activity daily, he's in main experience, increased quality of life. He reports each and every injection necessary and beneficial. And he reports excellent relief of his sympathetic pain, quote-unquote, from our block of last month, period. Paragraph. He continues on alternative neurons, subarachnoid, ambient physical therapy, period. He denies receiving any other analgesics or any other source, and he states that as long as we keep up with the injections, he can stay off the hard stuff, quote-unquote. Chief complaint today is pain starting in his back, radiating down his left leg, reminiscent of his lumbar radiculopathy, worse with prolonged sitting or standing. He's pre-approved, pre-authorized, pre-certified, has lifetime medicals, denies any contraindications. For two-level bilateral, for lumbar transplant and epidural steroid injection therapy, two-level with IV conscious sedation, pre-para. Past sarcopenia, past surgical history, family history, associated with review systems are reviewed, may not change exception of HPI. Patient still has not seen the renal doctor at MUSC. Their appointments are often delayed many, many months, period, paragraph. Physical exam 101, face-to-face, prior to and after procedure, patient weight, lower intensity, vital signs, still appears to be in mind of the moderate stress, cranial anesthesia, carpal distraction, remote exam, bilateral changes, negative allodynia, negative hypoplasia, this is due to a block of last month, positive straight leg raise, memory test, short-term and long-term, normal bench strength, slipping gait, DDRs, 2+5 out of body stress, Achilles, and knee jerk. Assessment, all work related with lifetime medicals. Number one, complex regional pain syndrome, stable, with some gradual return of symptoms, definite improvement from last block. Number two, left lower extremity pain, stable. Number three, lumbar radiculopathy, excellent local anesthetic effect today, period, paragraph. Recommendation, patient continuing with his medications, outcomes involved in neurologic physical therapy and lidoderm. Number two, turn the clinic in fasting 4 to 6 weeks. He'll need to be approved for lumbar sympathetic block with IV conscious sedation. He'll need to be approved for 99214, J1885, J3490P, A4550B, 99070B, 99144, 77002, 36000, as well as 64520. Lumbar sympathetic, IV conscious sedation, next visit, Joseph Walter Cook. Separate page, procedure note, J. Walter Cook, 12513. Indications, lifetime medicals, pain, sciatic pain, down left leg to left foot, pre-authorized with conscious sedation, no physiologic contraindications. Procedure IV access obtained, use your monitor supply to form at 17. A patient in prone position, sterile prep and drape. 10 cc's propofol in divided doses. Third party present throughout. Under multiple fluoroscopy, that's sterile prep and drape. 3.5 by 25 degrees spinal down the L4, L5, and L5S1 foramens on the left, respectively, in 18. Negative aspiration, apparatus, followed by 1 cc, 1% methadone, pre-epinephrine, lidocaine, and 9 milligrams of betamethasone each night. Need to first remove. Patient tolerated well, recovered from his anesthetic uneventfully, released in excellent condition. Returned to clinic in approximately 30 days for lumbar sympathetic block with IV conscious sedation. Thomas Duke, end of dictation, J. Walter Cook, 12513.
Done.